relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. Everybody out there who's listening, the more than 3 million of you, I don't know how many people are watching us on our website on rumble.com, which is streaming now, came to our aid just as YouTube terminated our account. God bless you, Chris and Dan Bongino, for making it happen. Can I make a request to all of you? I'd like a round of applause, a hearty round of applause from all of our listeners, because Mr. G is doubling up. Not only is he producing the show, prepping the show, getting the cuts, he's running the board. Yes, indeed. Nicely done, Mr. G. I can see he's drinking coffee at 5 p.m., so must be a little bit tougher than usual, but he's doing okay. We're going to go to your calls momentarily. But first, have you seen the spat? What's going on? Is it true, Mr. G? Is there some... is Dr. Fauci attacking journalists?
Yes, he is.
Who called?
Tucker Carlson on CNN, where they refuse to call him a journalist. They call him a TV personality. And Fauci said that...
Didn't he create the Daily Caller, but he's a TV personality?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, they got the big, hard-hitting journalists like Fredo over there, Brian Stelter. But yes, he called Tucker a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Tucker Carlson?
Yes.
The guy who says you need to be vaccinated and wear a mask? Calls Tucker Carlson the conspiracy.
Yeah, he says you don't need masks and you need masks and this and that. And then can't understand why Texas is doing well. Just he can't understand
better
it.
Than California. He said it's too complicated. It's just too complicated. Okay, guys, we're going to play you some great clips, but I'm just saddened. I'm saddened. I tell you about this playground that's near to my house. And it's, I walk past it with my dogs every day. And when I see those little kids with their parents, healthy young little kids with their masks on, and I think, you're just brainwashed. Those parents, you don't have to be an epidemiologist. You don't have to have a PhD. You just need, 5 minutes on the internet and look up mortality rates, COVID-19. And then look up mortality rates, infection rates for infants and for children. Within five minutes, whatever search engine you're using, although with Google it'll take longer because they hide the truth on Google. You'll probably have to go to page 9 of your search results. You'll find this is a disease with a less than 1% mortality, significantly less than 1% mortality rate for those who catch it. And when it comes to those who catch it, and have serious consequences. Children are the least vulnerable. Fact, look it up. And what you're doing to your children when you put that mask on them for months, you're not just affecting their health in terms of what you're doing to their oxygen intake and to the bacteria that stays on those masks. The psychological impact. Children need to see the faces of their parents, their friends, the kids they're playing with. It's tragic. It's truly sad. And then yesterday, as I was driving to work, and I saw a young woman, clearly healthy because she's running, she's jogging, she's exercising, maybe 20, 22 years old, with two masks on as she's running. Do you have any idea what it does to you, to your lungs? Again, to the bacteria you are repeatedly keeping in the mask as you exhale and straining the incoming oxygen through that bacteria. You don't have to be a Mensa member. It's not good for you. Do you know how your immune system works? I'm just going to go on a jag here. There's a reason. I even mentioned this at lunch with somebody. There's a reason that it's okay if the kid eats dirt in the playground. We don't keep our children hermetically sealed in saran wrap because an immune system works because it is challenged. The immune system can't develop the immune response until it has something to fight against. And keeping children sequestered at home, not in school, wearing masks, social distancing, actually weakens their immune system. I'm not a doctor. I am a doctor of political science, a PhD. So don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself. Just a cursory 20-minute analysis of how the human immune system works will gainsay almost everything you have been told from Fauci and the other fearmongers. Beyond the flatten the curve 15 days, beyond that, it's garbage. They are the true science deniers. And to the man who they don't think is a journalist, despite having founded a journalist, the man who isn't a journalist, but who has the most popular cable news show in America with 5 million viewers regularly, a man called Tucker Carlson. What does he have to say about all of this? Cut to play cut.
Wait a second. Who's doubting that vaccines work? For the record, we never for a minute doubted it. We bought all of that stuff completely at face value. We believe in science. Actually, kind of probably trust the pharmaceutical companies a little bit too much. So when they said this stuff works, we never questioned it. We assumed they had detailed studies showing that it does work. We still think that. The only reason we're asking the question is because the people in charge are acting like it doesn't work. You see the president of the United States wearing a mask outside. You see his vice president doing the same thing. You see the guy in charge of coronavirus response, the one you just saw, telling us that, again, after you've had the vaccine, you must remain under the restrictions. So we're asking a question that is rooted in science, which is why? If this stuff works, why can't you live like it works? What are you really telling us here? And by the way, this, again, is not a trick question. We're not playing word games here. What's the answer? If the coronavirus vaccine prevents you from catching the coronavirus, why are you wearing a mask? Why can't you eat in a restaurant? And if it doesn't prevent you from catching the coronavirus, why are we taking it in the first place? Both can't be true. So it's not a conspiracy theory.
It's a very simple question. If the vaccine works, why do we need the masks and the lockdowns and the social distancing? If we need to keep wearing the masks, if the vaccines don't work, why are we taking them? It's not complicated, Fauci. And you get $413,000 a year to be the government expert on this stuff. But you just don't get it. Well, Jim Jordan wasn't having any of it. And this is what he did yesterday with St. Fauci. Cut one.
More and more people get vaccinated, and we get over 3 million people a day. You're going to see the level of infection come down and down, and gradually there will be more flexibility for doing the things that you're talking
about. Where does it get to? When it comes down, what number do we get our liberties back? Tell me the number.
When 90% of the members of Congress get vaccinated.
But you're not a doctor, Mr. Clyburn. He is. What is the number?
I can't.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Clyburn. Thank
you. Chair now recognizes for 5 minutes.
I'd like my question answered.
Ms. Maloney.
I don't want.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Order.
regular order. No,
just a moment.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Excuse me, Maxine. Oh, it's the party of tolerance. Yes, you need to shut your mouth. That's Maxine Waters telling Jim Jordan. Why? Because he wants an answer from St. Fauci. What is it? When is that number? And Clyburn, oh my gosh, the intellect of Congress. Clyburn saying when 90% of America, I don't think he actually said America, he actually slipped up. Did you hear what he said? He said when 90% of Congress is, excuse me, so it's about you. When 90% of Congress is vaccinated, that's when we get to take our masks off. Oh, what a wicked web you weave. But we see right through it. You are interested in a power grab. You, whether it's the Second Amendment, the vaccine, the masks, it's all about subjects, not citizens. But we're not going to let you get away with it. Every single day, pushing back on the propagandists, the liars, with the truth. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's next. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And don't forget, tonight, I'm guest hosting for Grant Stinchfield, Newsmax, 8 p.m. Eastern. Be there. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/GORKA to protect your data today.
To gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period.
Why does he do that squinty thing? What is it with Biden's eyes? Did the Botox bleach his pupils out? I just don't. It's just so creepy. He is the man from the crypt, the teller of tales from the crypt. Okay, we got some amazing cuts we're going to share with you. Then we're going to go to your calls. Jonathan Turley, as far as I recall, is not a Republican. Jonathan Turley was one of the star witnesses during the impeachment as a Democrat. And he has something to say about the declaration yesterday by the Democrats to pack the Supreme Court. Cut for Jonathan Turley.
Well, the politics is baffling. I mean, first of all, the politics directed at the court is baffling. You know, Justice Breyer came out and made a perfectly reasonable statement about the dangers of packing the court, and the left launched a campaign to try to force him to resign, saying that his legacy is in danger, with actual billboards in Washington. How do you think that's going to play with Breyer, who just told you he wants to protect the integrity of the court? Is that same guy going to say, oh, okay, I'll just resign because you have billboards telling me to do so? None of this really tracks with reality. The public has been against packing the court in overwhelming numbers. That has never changed.
not only billboards, giant mobile billboards that they parked outside the main station, the main railroad station in downtown D.C., just by the incredible center, the center of the political universe for these people. That's bound to work. But he kept on going, and now he took aim at the Democrat Party. Jonathan Turley, cut five.
The real disturbing aspect of this was not that people were going to try to do this end run on the Supreme Court. It's the absence of leadership from President Biden. This is a test of leadership, and he's failing it. I mean, he has to be able to summon the courage to face the most extreme elements of his party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can talk about reforming the court, even a long-term expansion plan. But this is raw packing. This should not be something that's a difficult call for a president to make.
The extreme wing of his party has to be faced down by Biden. That's the wing that got him elected. Good for you, Jonathan Turley, for saying it, but it's never, ever going to happen. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to JR, Columbus, Ohio, wants to talk on exactly this issue. Line two, JR. JR, are you there? Let's go to Michael, California, line one.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. How you doing?
Good, good. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for the opportunity. Hey, back when Barack Obama was running for his first term, he came up with this plan or this proposal for a national police force to be equally as funded and equipped as the Army is.
No. There was no proposal to give $750 billion to a federal police force. That's not correct.
Well, I don't know if it was an official proposal, but it was part of his campaign.
Go ahead.
With all the hate and propaganda spewed towards our police in this country, do you think that's where the Dems are headed?
No, I don't. I don't. I truly believe they hate the police.
What I mean. Do you think they're headed towards a national force?
No, they hate the police. They wouldn't create another police force. They hate all police officers.
Okay, thank you. I needed that opinion. I do have a couple war movies for you.
Please, go ahead. It's Friday. Hit me.
Destination Tokyo.
Destination. What is that about?
It's a submarine movie. It actually turns out to be the recon mission for the Doolittle raid.
Fascinating. Who's in it? Anybody famous?
Cary Grant, John Garfield, and a very young Don Rickles.
Oh, my gosh. Destination Tokyo. Going to check it out. Give me another one.
Okay. It's not an actual war film, but there is combat in it. Clint Eastwood's Firefox.
Oh, my gosh. One of my favorites. But it's almost science fiction, so don't tell Jeff. I think we have the Firefox poster here in the office. Why? I love that. Why do you love that movie?
First, it's Clint.
Yeah, of course. And I think, didn't he direct it?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's a Malpasso production.
And it's the story of this incredible hypersonic new super secret MiG during the Cold War. And because he was raised by a Russian mother as an American pilot here in the U.S. Air Force, he is tasked to go behind enemy lines and steal the MiG from under the noses of the Kremlin.
Absolutely. And the aircraft itself looks like, I don't know, the result of a tryst between a SR-71 and an F-117.
It does.
Great movie.
If you watch the making of, you can find it, you know, online, the making of, they actually built huge remote control flying models that they used for the dogfighting scenes. Thank you for reminding me. Stay on the line, Michael. We've got to say thank you. Give him a signed copy of whatever book he wants, Defeating Jihad, The War for America's Soul, or Why We Fight. Love Clint. Love Firefox. Let's go to Craig in Atlanta, line two.
Dr. Gorka.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, good afternoon. Huge fan. You know, you asked the question, which was my question a couple of months ago, about, well, if you're vaccinated, why do you still have to wear masks?
Yes.
And I couldn't agree more, but I think I finally figured out the answer when I started doing some research, and that what my understanding is the vaccinations don't, in fact, keep you from getting COVID.
Well, what's the point?
Well, they keep you from getting sick if you get COVID. That also, I think, explains why you still have to wear a mask, or why they want you to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated, which would be because if you can still catch the virus, then you can still pass it along, even if you're 100% asymptomatic.
So the logic is you're going to wear a mask till you're 100 years old? That's the logic.
Believe me, I'm not all in favor of it at all, okay? I can't wait for the mask to come off, and I'm not wearing my mask a lot more than I used to. I never believed in them much to begin with. I'm saying that I think that that's what their deal is. And so they don't want people to know that you can still get it, because if you know you can still get it, they obviously come up with a question, well, what's the point then? I don't think I get it. And they want people to get vaccinated, so they're not telling you you can still catch it, just you're not going to get sick from it, and they're not telling you that.
It's absolute science denial. Based on that logic, Craig, then you will have to wear a mask till the day you die of natural causes. It is insane, it is illogical, and it's actually un-American. But thank you, Craig. Thank you for that. If that's logic, if that's a justification, it's more insane than I thought. I don't know why you're wearing a mask. I don't wear a mask. I refuse to wear a mask. I've had the coronavirus, and you can't force me to wear a mask in public, outside. It is sheer control. It is domination by those who think they have the right to do that to you because they're the elite, quote unquote. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. If you're in daily pain, if you have found relief nowhere else, this message is for you. Please, just please listen. Listen to Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. What an incredible story. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Kent? I think you do. I think you should. Please find out today. It's so easy, and there's only one way. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Kent, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Well, the list increases in length. So many good movies to watch this weekend. Thank you to our dear listeners and callers. Destination Tokyo. We've got Go Tell the Spartans, Danger Close, We Were Soldiers, and our last caller, Firefox. Oh, my gosh, I love Firefox. But those are all pretty serious, pretty heavy movies. If you want a little bit of fun, check out Mike Lindell's new comedy. Yes, he's the executive producer. He doesn't just make pillows and everything else. He makes movies. It's called Church People, starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. It's the story about a youth pastor who gets embroiled in a crazy scheme at the top of his ministry, potentially a blasphemous performance, and he has to stand in the breach. You'll be laughing out loud. Go to salemnow.com to stream it. Use my name for extra, extra discounts. That's Church People, salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Bad news for the Obamas. This is from Emily Zanotti from Daily Wire. The Waukegan, Illinois Middle School, which used to be called Thomas Jefferson Middle School, will not be named Barack and Michelle Obama Middle School. Why? Are they a bunch of racists? Is this a Trump stronghold in Illinois? No. Pro-immigration. Not pro-immigration. Please, Emily. Pro-illegal immigration activists complained that the former President Obama had a very, very bad record on deportations. As a result, instead of Barack and Michelle Obama giving their names to that school in Illinois, that's embarrassing, because isn't he from Illinois or Hawaii or Kenya? I don't know. I didn't say that. Behave. It will be named after Georgia Republican John Lewis. Is that the same John Lewis who lied about being, what did he say, that he was spat at or somebody used the N-word? What was it? Do you remember, Jeff?
Yeah, it was during, he said, and it was during the Obamacare, I think. It was something where they were saying, stop the bill, stop the bill.
And what did he accuse?
I think it was the N-word and something, and definitely being spit on, too.
And then people went back, and who was it? Was it Breitbart?
Breitbart
was still alive, and then offered a reward.
He offered $100,000.
$100,000.
Nothing happened in a week, and I believe afterward he offered the national debt, like the $3 trillion or something, whatever that was.
Because he said, if you can show me the footage.
Yes.
Because there were so many, you know, phones and everything. Prove to me it happened. Nothing. Crickets. Yeah, let's name the school after him. They're nothing like a naming after a guy who lied about being called the N-word and being spat on. That's the left. That's who you make heroes out of. But we have problems on our side as well. Lindsay. Have you heard the latest? He's gone woke. The man who for a moment, for a millisecond, showed a bit of mettle during the Kavanaugh hearings, Senator Lindsey Graham, has gone all Greta Thunberg on us. Play cut 9, please.
Come to conclude that climate change is real, that humans create greenhouse gas effect that traps heat, and that you see a rise in the oceans and acidity in the water and droughts and disruption of weather patterns. That makes sense to me. I've been to Norway with Senator McCain, Greenland, I think, with Senator McCain and Senator Clinton at the time, and Alaska. The native people in those regions have seen a dramatic change. So count me in on the idea that the science is real.
Why did he do that, Jeff? Jeff, you got it. I don't understand this. Why is he mentioning McCain, biggest rhino, and Clinton as he says, "Oh, climate change is real"? What is he going to go down? Is he going to walk across the aisle?
What's funny is here's what I think he's doing. No one can flip-flop like Lindsey Graham. I think he's auditioning to replace Dr. Fauci, because no one can play both sides like him. And he still has the sound bites, because sometimes you'll listen to him, he sounds great, and then the next day he'll say the opposite thing.
But seriously, what's he doing?
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Who does he think he's appealing to?
Exactly.
Okay, I think we've written him off. It is official. America First has written off Lindsey Graham. Oh, where are those subpoenas, by the way, Lindsey? Oh, remember the subpoenas you said? That you're going to get to the bottom of the Russia hoax. You're not going to stand for it. The perversion of the intelligence community. Federal law enforcement. Well, I guess it's a bit late now, isn't it, Lindsey? What a fraud. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite
enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
You're listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
And imagine if I'd had Mike Lindell's pillows as well. Support the great patriot, the truth teller, that is the inventor of the My Pillow. 24 corporations are boycotting his products because he's a good guy. Tell them what you think of their fascistic cancel culture methods. Go to MyPillow directly, MyPillow.com. Use my name and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his line of more than 100 amazing products, not just the pillow that he sold 51 million of, but also the brand new My Slippers. They're delightful. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. I think we have one more surprise guest, but first, let's listen to the man that I had very pleasantly forgotten. What did Rush call him? Pencil neck. Cut to Adam Schiff.
I like the fact that they're going after these Russian private companies that are aiding in these destructive hacks, and that they're going after individuals that have culpability in terms of Russia's illegal occupation of Crimea. So it's pretty dramatic, I have to say. I thought, thank God we have a president again who's willing to stand up to Vladimir Putin.
Let's ask the Baron, coming to us from a location that may or may not be associated with the former president of the United States. That's all I'm saying. Adam Schiff says it's great to finally have a president who's taken Vlad Putin seriously again. Boris the Baron, your response.
Shifty Schiff has literally no idea what he's talking about, Sebastian. It's amazing to be with you. Good Shabbos to my Jewish brothers and sisters. Happy upcoming weekend. But you know what? No nice greeting for pencilman Shifty Schiff. Because Congressman Schiff has no idea what he's talking about. He's got his tinfoil hat on. And by the way, Biden's sanctions are actually pretty weak, and he's getting attacked for not even getting that right. Joe Biden is a disaster and a non-existent president who goes sleepy sleeps before 8 p.m., okay? This is not a functioning leader of our country. And for Schiff to try and pretend otherwise is sick, and it is absolutely disingenuous.
I love it when the Baron says sleepy sleeps. It's so cute. Follow him on Twitter at BorisEP, on Instagram, Boris_Epstein. Let's stay on the topic of Russia. The Daily Beast, of course, the Daily Beast, that complete epicenter of national security reporting, has got intelligence officials to confirm to them that story about the Russians paying the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. troops wasn't so true. But Boris, I remember there was somebody called Liz Cheney who berated President Trump with that story. You are really plugged in. You are so plugged in. Maybe I missed it. Has Liz Cheney apologized, the woman who voted to impeach President Trump? Has she apologized for running with that salacious and unbelievable accusation?
No, she doubled down. Liz Cheney doubled down. Liz Cheney said that she would not back Donald Trump if he were the 2024 Republican candidate for president. Liz Cheney is an embarrassment to the people of Wyoming. She's an embarrassment to the Republican Party. And there's no room in our party, in our MAGA movement, for Liz Cheney. The leadership of the House should call another vote, and they should remove Liz Cheney as conference chair as soon as possible.
Well, this is the issue. This is what I wanted to ask you. She's still the third highest ranking Republican in the House as the conference chair. How is that even possible after she voted to impeach the president?
She voted to impeach the president. She's doubled down on it. She is absolutely going in the face of the Republican Party and the MAGA movement. So this is Liz Cheney has decided that she is not going to listen to her constituents, that she is not going to follow the word of the Republican movement, of the rank and file, and she's going to continue to be the K Street congressman, congresswoman, the Washington, D.C. congresswoman, but that's going to hurt her a lot come 2022.
All right, last topic we have to broach with you with my friend from the White House, Boris Epstein. We have Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, which happens to be a cabinet-level position, saying in a conference with Al Sharpton's organization that the basic gene code, she said, white supremacy, Boris, is woven into the founding documents and the founding principles and values of our nation. Your response?
My response is that our officials, our leaders, should be lifting America up, not putting her down. Your family, my family, we came here looking for promise, looking for freedom, looking for opportunity, and we got it in this beautiful country. We got it here. As of so many from across the world who come here illegally, and for a high-level official, cabinet-rank official, to go and denigrate America like that is sad and it's weakening. Could you imagine what the Chinese are thinking? Oh, look, their own UN ambassador doesn't like their country. Could you imagine what the mullahs in Iran are thinking? What Russia is thinking?
Could you imagine, Boris, if the Chinese ambassador to the UN said that about China, they would they'd be recalled and they'd be disappeared, wouldn't they?
That's unthinkable, right? That is absolutely unthinkable. And China is a totalitarian country, right? So there they handle things in a way that we wouldn't want to.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But even if it's like Germany or France, the idea that the French ambassador...
100%.
Right?
I agree with you 100%. No, what I'm saying is, even though the method the Chinese would use is wrong, but the fact that the UN ambassador is from a country, be it China, Japan, France, Germany, what's about Israel? Could you imagine if the Israeli ambassador to the UN went and started talking about how bad Israel is?
I did
no job working at a restaurant in Tel Aviv in two minutes.
Yeah, he'd be flipping falafel back in Tel Aviv very, very rapidly.
I was going to say falafel.
Great minds, buddy, great minds. We need you back in studio. But we know where you are, and if you see the boss, say hi. He's Boris Epstein. We call him the Baron.
I will do it.
Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter, Boris_Epstein on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you across the nation on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code GORKA. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code GORKA, MyPillow.com.
There he is. Here's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
especially because he was on it. Did you catch it? Tuesday, for more than half an hour, exclusive interview with my old boss, the President of the United States. Check it out. If you go to rumble.com, the First Amendment pro-U.S. Constitution video platform, you can catch the whole interview. It's our most popular segment yet. We've got over a third of a million subscribers. It's free. rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Chicago's getting ready. They're boarding up their windows. Why? Why are the shops and the businesses having to board up their windows? Because of the video footage of that 13-year-old Adam Toledo being shot by a police officer after that 9mm handgun was used against officers 8 times. Yes, 8 times. But who's going to do the violence? Is it red MAGA hat-wearing conservatives? No. Who is it? It's the left. It's the Democrats. Likewise, we have a story from Breitbart.com that is connected to the business environment. From a shockingly, an NPR PBS Marist poll found that 58% of the time with anything? 58% of Americans polled said they oppose any type of corporation using its power to influence any political, cultural, or social change in America. Wow, people are waking up. What's the connection between those two stories? Very simply this. Whether you're a business owner in Chicago or whether you're a consumer who's had enough of the woke, politically correct corporations like Coca-Cola, like United Airlines. I read you the list of them from that shocking Wall Street Journal full-page ad. We've got to stand up to them. It's a great American tradition. Stand up to the bullies. I'm going to discuss that and so much more. If 3 hours of radio wasn't enough for you, you've got to check out this evening. Not only will I be guest hosting Grant Stinchfield's show on Newsmax, 8 p.m. Eastern, don't forget the second episode of my new Newsmax show, The Gorka Reality Check, Sunday evening, 7 Eastern, re-air at 10. That's tonight, 8 p.m. on Newsmax for Stinchfield. And then Sunday, 7 and 10, for the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. It's Friday, which means we will leave you with the words of the 45th President of the United States.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come.